Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness, come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Happy Wednesday. We're going to do a little wealth check Wednesday speed through podcast episode for you beautiful humans. Brandon Lynette here, day two of I'm in a hat. Okay. It's fine. Everything's fine. You don't need to send help. It's okay. I know that Brandon with makeup is a lot, comes out a lot more than the no makeup Brandon, but trust me. We're going to get through the day, babies. We're going to get through the day. It's been a long one, I will say that. A lot of time on phone calls and on the phone today, and in my car. A lot of time in my car today. It was a car day. So wealth check Wednesday, okay? Because I want to help you step into your potential. And part of stepping into your potential is embracing your money maker, okay? Because we were promised abundance. And the only reason we don't have it is because we are not willing to work on our mindset. Okay. Everything, every idea that you have about money has been just compiling itself inside your brain since you were a kid. So if your parents had a bad relationship with money, you likely have the same bad relationship and you've adopted some of their ideologies, like money doesn't grow on trees. Shit like that. Okay. So listen, imagine that you are standing on the edge of a cliff. You're looking out over this vast expanse of opportunity. That moment when you decide to leap into your business venture, and I highly recommend online, I will explain why. There is no overhead. There's no overhead. There's no overhead. And there are so many opportunities right now. That minute you decide to get into this business venture, that's exactly what it's like. You're standing over this cliff and you're going to feel uncertainty. You're going to feel a little excitement. You're going to feel a little fear. But what is the truth? Every successful entrepreneur that you admire has been in the very same position. But this is what they did that you haven't done. They made the choice to take the leap, even when the ground below seemed uncertain. Okay. And this is one of the things that I've learned, almost done with the Bible this year. And part of the truth of that is that you have to go first. It wasn't God said, let me give you this so you can step into your potential. You have to go first. You have to jump off the cliff. And what I want you to understand is that you have to start with the mindset, not the idea. The foundation of success in any business venture starts with your mindset. It's not about having the perfect idea from the get-go. It's about adopting the growth mindset, the belief that you can learn, adapt, and grow through the process. Everybody wants to figure shit out. It's the perfectionist in us. It's the fear of fucking up. We want to have it all figured out. It's that lack of control. But if you really, truly just lock into the belief that you can learn, adapt, and grow through the business, you don't need to know every detail now. You just need the belief that you can figure it out. And I promise you, everything is figure outable. The key is resilience, curiosity, and just being willing to fail forward. Failure is not a reflection of your ability, but it's literally the gift of opportunity. Opportunity to improve, to learn, to pivot. You've got to shift from fear to action. Fear of failure is so natural. But what separates people that succeed from those who don't, it's not the absence of fear, because it's scary out there, bitch. It's scary. It's the decision to act in spite of it. Action crushes fear. The more you move forward, the more you build momentum. So you can't wait for the perfect moment. You can't wait for the perfect strategy. There will never be a perfect time. This is your message today to start messy, adjust, and then you can refine along the way. You have to commit to that consistency. Consistency. And look at this bitch on YouTube for day like five or six. Every podcast episode is going to have a YouTube video. So there's a, I'm setting the tone. I'm showing you guys that consistency is possible, even when you're not comfortable. And I promise I am not comfortable on video. Absolutely not. You got to start messy, adjust, and refine. Consistency is more important than perfection, whether it's, you know, posting on social media, creating content, or just even trying to set up your business model. Show up every single day, even when it's hard. There is no such thing as overnight success, and that's okay. What you're going to see is progress over time. Little things done consistently are what compound into big results, okay? And I have people all the time, like, everybody's preaching about find your why, and I do think this is important. I do think this is important. Finding your why, and it starts with, like, the core ethics of who you are, your ethics, your, you know, beliefs. Your heart has to come out on this, because entrepreneurship is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And there's going to be tough days when the setbacks feel overwhelming, when you want to quit. Like, your why is literally going to be what keeps you going. What is the purpose behind your business? What problem are you solving? Why does it matter? If your why has enough power in it, it's going to give you the drive to keep going even when shit gets tough. And it will. I mean, I'm on, like, start over level 7,359, okay? I feel like I'm constantly starting over. And that's what happens. You're in the arena, you're getting your ass kicked, you're going to be starting over. I think it's really important that you keep going. And you've got to surround yourself with people that are going to push you to your highest potential. Success in business is rarely a solo journey. Rarely. And that has been a lot of my uphill battle. My struggle is swimming upstream when everybody's going another way, trying to make my own rules. Hasn't always served me, but if you can find a community of like-minded people who support you, you want to surround yourself with the people who push you to grow, share their experiences, the people that are going to inspire you to keep going. These are the people that you're not going to sit on the phone and gossip with, right? You're going to collaborate, you're going to network, and, you know, this mentorship in this space is going to be invaluable. Another reason why I recommend an online space, even if that means network marketing. Do I think there's a lot of shady shit there? Yes, but we can be the difference, okay? We could be the difference. And I think the most important lesson I could give you, if you are considering an MLM business, and bitch, I get a paycheck from 2 MLMs currently, is that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, okay? Like, go ham sharing something you love, but I don't want this company to become your identity, right? Because it isn't your actually owned business, right? It's not, but there is no overhead. You don't worry about shipping products. Corporate takes care of a lot of shit. Literally, you could start most of these for free. And I think a lot of people are in a financial position right now where free is sexy, okay? Free is attainable. That's where you can start. If you're hungry, bitch, I could start you in a lot of companies for free where you could start making this money. But I would never say make this your end all be all do all, okay? You can't. I see people do that all the time and it just fucks it up. Your brand is your paycheck, okay? So this means we're going to focus on that content. We're going to focus on showing up in, as, you know, in our potential as who we are. But you've got to take the first step, okay? You have to take the first step. Just do it and don't look back. No more waiting for the perfect moment. No more waiting for the fear to go away, because you'll never take the next step, and no step is wasted. Okay. Not taking a step, lots of regret, lots of waste, like you're fucking up. Okay. But taking those little steps, it's never going to be a waste. Every move, even if it doesn't immediately pan out, it's going to add to your experience. It's going to add to your skills. It's going to add to your confidence. When you finally jump into your business, do it with a full heart. And you have to trust that the path is going to unfold as you go. This journey is not going to be easy, but I promise it's worth it. And embrace the uncertainty. Right? Take that consistent, massive action. And always remember that the person you become along the way is just as important as the success that you achieve. You have everything you need to succeed inside of you. You just have to believe in yourself to take that next step, right? So no more staying up at 2 a.m. Googling, how can I make money online? Okay. We know how, you know how, the opportunities are there. I would love to have a call with anyone who is looking for opportunities. I could point you in a lot of beautiful directions. Whatever industry you want to go in, I promise I have a friend there that will take you under their wing and get you going when it comes to making money. You just let me know what you're passionate about, what you could rock, what you could sell, what you would have fun doing. Like Brandon Lynette putting on wigs on TikTok. How fucking fun is that, right? Is that really a job? Would that be a job? Am I still making a couple bucks on TikTok because of it? Yes. Have I found a company? No. But am I going to keep looking? Yes. And it's fun. It's going to be fun. You can do anything, literally anything you put your mind to. It is that easy. You're overthinking it with all of the ideas that it has to start perfect, that you have to know every step you're going to take. It's never going to be like that. And I promise, if you try to make those plans, that is when God laughs. Okay. So it's not about planning out every perfect step. It's about taking the first step. And I promise you will immediately have a light shine for the next right thing. All right, bitch. So go get your money. I love you guys. Fast episode for what's in the, no, I mean, what are we doing today? Well, check Wednesday. You guys, I used to do what's in the envelope on lives on my Facebook page a long time ago. And I started to say that what's in the envelope Wednesday. Maybe we should bring that shit back. Maybe we should bring it back. I do miss sending things out to people. I really do. But anyway, it is Wealth Check Wednesday. This is the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the support on YouTube. If you're not following me on TikTok, yes, I do quirky stuff with wigs. Okay. I do it on live, so it's not really on my feed, but it's there, babe. It's there. You can check it out anytime. And then make sure you are signed up for my love letters at brandonlynette.com and share the podcast with a friend. I don't put on a bunch of commercials here because I don't think they're fun to listen to. So I'm not putting you guys through that. The price of the pay to play, you can throw a couple bucks at listenbitchdonations.com, or you can share the fuck out of my podcast and make sure all your friends and family are listening. Okay. Give them a gift this Christmas of me in their ear a few days a week. Okay. I love you guys. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.